So, as you've probably seen in the most recent months, there has been a rise in self-improvement content. You see YouTubers like Hamza popping up. His channel, I think, as of 2022 alone, it has risen by 300, 400,000 subscribers, something like that. And then you see, as I've talked about in recent episodes, you see things like re those reject modernity or something like that, embrace masculinity videos popping up. And you just see a lot of guys, they're starting to get into the gym as of this year. And it seems that because of this self-improvement epidemic, right? This whole like self-improvement takeover, right? It seems that a lot of guys, especially young men, they are starting to improve their lives in every single way possible, whether it's the gym, whether it is quitting negative habits such as nicotine or smoking, vaping, whatever, right? And they're starting to put more effort towards their grades. They're just starting to become better people because of it, and they are growing more confident because of it, right? So if you check these YouTube comment sections out, these video comment sections, the one big problem they're having is that a lot of these guys are questioning, you know, how can I get a friend group that is as like-minded as I am? Like, how can I get people or attract people that have the same focus as me, have the same ambition level as me, and want to improve their lives in every single way possible? And in truth, I really think that most men, they live quiet lives of desperation. And even though these channels have grown as much as they have, if you think about it, right, just taking back that 300,000, 400,000 plus increase in Hamza's channel, right? Even though you have something like that, there's still like 7 billion people on Earth, right? So there's still a small percentage of people that are starting to get into all this. And, you know, I really think that it is hard to find people that are high value, that are on their way to becoming high value, and are putting 110% effort into everything that they do because they want to have a better future, they want to have a better life, and they don't want to be stuck in the situation they're in. And I think that, you know, most men, because they're living these quiet lives of desperation, that the only solution to, you know, statistics like one man every 14 minutes commits suicide, or a lot of guys who face genuine loneliness where they feel that they have no one in their back corner, where they feel all alone in everything that they do, and they feel that everything in their life just does not go their way, right? I really think feel that the only way to get past a problem like that is to hop on self-improvement. And if you're not doing that, you will de be depressed in life. You will be sad. You will feel discontented with what is going on. And, you know, I think that a lot of people, right, you know, from what I've heard, a lot of people tell me that they know people who have listened to this podcast, and they don't agree with our views, right? Because they say like they don't like the fact that we advocate for Tate. They think that we're misogynist because of it, right? They've said that we're racist, homophobic, et cetera, right? I really doubt that if I did not have the friend group that I have, that coalition of brothers that just share the same views as me, share the same interests as me, right? And, you know, and they are like as like-minded as me, that you know, as they are, right? Like, if I did not have that, then I really feel I really doubt that I would continue saying half the stuff that I say, because, you know, when you don't have that group in the back corner that is supporting you no matter what, and, you know, even if things go south, right, even if you hit rock bottom in life, right, that will stick by you no matter what. I really feel that if you do not have that, then you will be more careful with what you say. You will care more about other people's perception of you, right? And you will let that dictate your life, your attitude, your thoughts towards things, your opinions, your views, whatever, right? And I know personally that just having these friends that, you know, that are sticking by me no matter what I say, it you know, it really gets me to a point where I do not have a filter. You know, like, I really do not care, you know, what other people think, because I have these people in my corner, right? Tate even said that the only reason he's comfortable saying all these things that are going against the grain is because he has Tristan, right? And if he did not have him, then he would not be saying all these things. Like he said, no matter what happens in this life, right, he has Tristan. And, you know, I really think that is so powerful, because, you know, when you have that group that is supporting you, you know, you really you really see that your attitude towards certain things in life change. Like I remember when I first started self-improvement a couple of years ago, back in 2019, right? You know, when I first started, I felt so alone in this journey, right? Because I did not have that group that was supporting me no matter what, right? I did not have that group of ambitious, like-minded individuals that wanted to improve their life in every single way possible, whether it was getting better grades, whether it was going to the gym every day, whether it was getting into entrepreneurial initiatives, right? Which I, you know, started back in 2020 here. And back then, right, back in 2019, when I was a freshman in high school, right, I did not have the best friend group. I had a lot of friends that, in my opinion, were focused on very, you know, very like negative habits, right? And they did not have the same focus or the same focus that I felt I was developing at that time, right? And what you have to realize is that you can't change people. And there is no reason for you to go and try and change people. I really feel that the only person you can change is yourself. And, you know, even though you are alone when you start to do something like this, and there's a lot of people out there that are in your friend group when you start self-improvement that might make fun of you for it, who might not support you for it, and just don't like the fact that you're spending a lot of time alone, that you're not spending time with them anymore because you're so engrossed, you're so obsessed with the journey, and you know, just starting to really get into things that will improve your life, that, and then they see that you're improving your life, but they, and then they look at their own life and they're like, oh my God, like, you know, it's easier for them to not improve their life and hate on what you're doing so that they can feel better about themselves. And that's just a lot of people in this society. But, you know, what you have to realize is that you have to develop the ability to be alone, right? And when you develop that ability to be alone and you are happy being alone, you are happy with the process, you are happy just not talking to anyone, shutting yourself off from the world, even going ghost for a couple of months. When you have the ability to do that, then you really get to a place where you can become happy with yourself. There's a difference between being alone and feeling alone. And when you really get to that place in life where you are happy being alone, that is, it's really funny because that is when people want to be next to you. You know, they want to talk to you. They want to just be in your presence because it's the energy you give off when you've developed that ability to be happy when you're alone. And, you know, just developing that, it can take a year, 2 years, 3 years, right? So you do have to spend that amount of time just by yourself, developing yourself, becoming the best version of yourself possible. And to me, that is the only way I think that you can surround yourself with high value people. Because when you go on the self-improvement journey and you start to get years and years in, you start to attract people that are on the same journey as you. You start to meet people, you start to make new connections. And, you know, through all the pursuits, all these entrepreneurial pursuits that I've endeavored over the past couple of years, through all the people that I've met, I really feel that, you know, as I continued along self-improvement, I've met higher caliber individuals than I had in years past before I started self-improvement. Because, you know, if you think about it, when you're 14, man, like there's not a lot of people out there that are really into this whole journey, right? They're not really into meditating. They're not really into reading books like Atomic Habits, right? They're not really into motivational videos. They're not really into working day in and day out and just like, you know, not focused on, you know, other shit that you would focus on in high school. And I really feel that, you know, the friends that I've made over the years, ever since I started self-improvement back in 2019, you know, just having someone who agrees with you, that they get you, right? I think that's one of the most important things because, you know, on days when you're not feeling it, on days when you feel that life's just so tough, you don't want to continue on and you feel that quitting and just saying, you know what, it's one day, right? You know, it's fine if I don't do this one day, right? Like, it's fine that I have a cheat day, I have a cheat meal, whatever, right? On those days where, you know, you got that negative voice in your head, that voice in your head that's telling you that it's okay to, you know, be weak for the day, right? It's so incredible to have people in your back corner saying that, no, you know, you got to get your shit together, man. You got to keep continuing on because momentum is your best friend. And when you lose that momentum, it is so hard to gain that momentum back. And it's so cool to just see the inspiration that that mindset that can have on others. And, you know, it's so cool to have these talks with like-minded individuals, people that want to improve their lives. And it's so cool to see that people in 2022, a lot of young guys, right, they want to get into self-improvement. That's why the whole gym trend has been going on this past year. That's why it got so popular this year, right? And, you know, it's so cool because, like, you know, I've gotten to a point where I'm actually mentoring this guy now, and I met him in one of my classes this year. And it's so cool because before he met me, this guy was hanging around with people that were, you know, smoking all the time, that were, you know, vaping all the time, that, and when he was starting to get into the gym last year, they made fun of him for, you know, going to the gym. Because he was not the best student, you know, like he was struggling in school, but he was going to the gym. So they would make fun of him for, you know, having bad grades, and that, you know, they called him slightly larger bum, like things like that. Right. And, you know, he got to a point where he quit drinking, you know, he quit smoking, right. He dropped all his friends who were saying negative shit about him that would talk shit behind his back. Right. And, you know, it's so cool to see that it's so cool to see guys that are, you know, like texting me, right? Or like people that I see in different communities that I'm in, right, online, that are saying that ever since they started implementing these daily habits in their life and they dropped people around them that were not on the same journey as them, that were really just being negative all the time towards them, they say it's so cool to see how that transgressed their life. And you know, the dichotomy they see between when they were not on self-improvement versus when they were on self-improvement. And, you know, just seeing how different their life is because of it. And, you know, they said they did not realize these changes day by day, right? But when you look back 6 months ago or a year ago versus where they are today, they see that, you know, just having that brotherhood they've developed, those high value people they have in their corner all the time, it's their life has completely changed. They always have someone that they can talk to about their problems in their life. And it's as if, you know, they've gone to a point where they're truly content, and they don't want to, you know, commit suicide anymore. And, you know, it's just really cool to see. But I really think that to get that brotherhood, to get those high value guys in your corner, you really just have to start this journey alone, and you have to tolerate the ability to be alone. And when you really have mastered that ability to be alone, then you finally gotten to a point where, you know, you bring good energy, and energy is one of the most important things I think you can have in life as a man, as a woman, whatever. Right. And when you start bringing positive energy to the table and people can obviously see that you are improving your life and asking how you did it, that's where you truly get to a point where you will attract, and other people who are like-minded, who are high value, will gravitate towards you because they see the changes that you have in your life, and they want to see the same exact changes in their lives. And, you know, just creates this great community of people that you can talk to about everything. So, you know, I wanted to leave you with that. I don't really do a lot of solo episodes, but I want to continue doing this. And, you know, I want to do 7 episodes a week. And, you know, hopefully this motivated you. Hopefully this inspired you. That's my main goal of this podcast. It's not to, you know, be a misogynist. It's not to be racist. It's not to be homophobic. It's not to, you know, do any of that. It's just to inspire you and hopefully make a difference in your everyday life. And I hope that by listening to this content, you are inspired. You are motivated to actually make a change in your life. And, you know, that's the whole message I have for you. So, thank you. And, you know, I'll see you in tomorrow's episode.